You're listening to Eureka on Monocle 24 with me, Daniel Bage, host of The Entrepreneurs. Will Pearson and Nick Doman are the co-founders of Ocean Bottle, the London-based company behind a reusable water bottle which allows consumers to actually measure their impact in recycling plastic. Each bottle purchase helps to fund the collection of more than 11 kilograms of plastics, equal to 1,000 plastic bottles. And the stainless steel bottles contain a chip, which when scanned at a growing list of partner businesses helps impact to be measured, but also helps in further funding the collection of plastic. Ocean Bottle has partnered with Plastic Bank, which pays collectors for plastic waste collected in coastal communities right now in Brazil, Haiti, Indonesia, and the Philippines. Will and Nick met at London Business School, where they were determined to create a product with impact. Since launch in January of this year, they've sold more than 30,000 bottles. Part of the mission is also to fund building infrastructure in places where plastic collection is needed most. The company has also recently partnered with Airbnb to send people on a research expedition to Antarctica. Here's Will, followed by Nick, with the story of Ocean Bottle.
I think we knew about the state of the problem and had sort of started to research it. So sort of found out that 22 million kilos of plastic goes into our oceans each day on average, and that they now actually estimate that ocean plastic could double by 2030 already. And began to find out really that it's predominantly from land-based sources and in really concentrated areas where it goes from waterways into our oceans, and that we need to really tackle this problem at the source and on a global scale. I think what was of real interest was seeing how individuals wanted to make an impact on this huge problem that was growing worse and worse and is today growing worse and worse. And for us, I think the interest was connecting those individuals to making a really big and transparent impact on this very problem.
Will came to London Business School with the idea of connecting a product to a problem, and the problem that he wanted to tackle particularly was ocean plastic. And then in discussions it became sort of very obvious that if we're tackling ocean plastic, it should be a reusable bottle. People purchase bottles to reduce their own plastic consumption, and we saw that trend with ourselves and our friends and all around us. So we came up with the idea of it being a bottle. We thought we could tack the impact onto a bottle that's already been made and just buy it on Alibaba or just an off-the-shelf product. And then we thought, no way, this needs to be the best product out there if people are going to buy it, and it's going to be a sustainable business.
The biggest consideration was people having this every day in their lives, wanting to use it every day in their lives for all sorts of different beverages to be able to pass on single-use plastic. So kind of throwing that back to the very beginning, we took a trip out to Norway for a couple of days. We actually all jumped into the fjord there and like did a sauna session to get the creative juices flowing. But yeah, I mean, that was basically a two-day workshop looking at all the reusable bottles on the market, then kicking off sort of deep customer interviews with pain points around what people like, what people don't like, and really trying to combine that into something that is both practical but also kind of looks good.
The bottle has got three compartments: a lid, a funnel, and a stainless steel insulated section that keeps your drinks hot and cold, and it's also got a loop, finger loop at the top. And on the bottom, there's actually an upcycled ocean plastic base that contains an NFC that facilitates our tech platform. I think we didn't want to be a one-stop shop where you would buy it and it could end up on the shelf, you don't want to use it, you think you've done your bit for ocean plastic. We wanted it to be reused again and again and facilitate perpetual impact, and we do that with the NFC.
So when you buy the ocean bottle, you're directly funding collection equivalent to 1,000 plastic bottles, which is 11 kilograms of plastic. But then the NFC and the platform we're building there will mean that an individual can take their impact from that initial 1,000 to potentially 10,000 plastic bottles collected just by bringing it with them to partner retailers. So if they go and, you know, fill up at a local cafe or go to the gym and scan their bottle, that retailer will actually fund plastic collection. And in that way, we can both encourage people to bring their bottles with them to pass on plastic, but also make a global impact that really actually counts on the issue.
Since we started pre-sales in January, we've now sold over 17,000 bottles, and we just funded a collection of over 190,000 kilos of plastic. So we couldn't be more happy about that. This has gone way better than we thought it could, and people were so engaged and so happy to help on every level, from our customers to partners to advisors.
We thought about, could we go and do this ourselves? You could, but why not partner with someone who's doing it already really successfully, that you can help, basically. So we looked at a few different possibilities, and we were then introduced to Plastic Bank via, it was two sustainability professors actually in Norway who, I think they just sent me a Facebook message, you've got to check these guys out. And basically been working with them ever since. So they now operate in Haiti, Indonesia, Philippines, and in Brazil, with sort of hundreds of collection points and thousands of plastic collectors signed up to their platform, where basically these collectors can exchange plastic for money, products, other valuable rewards like tuition or healthcare or even access to microfinance.
The main thing that we found out about our customers right from the start is that they care so much about the environment is actually taking us aback. They're so engaged, they're questioning us, they're holding us accountable for pretty much every decision we make. And it really drives us on every level. We have customers in 88 countries, which is just incredible. So we'll be getting messages from people in Thailand, Kazakhstan, States, UK, Norway. And it's just so great to hear from all these people. And we're getting dozens of emails a day, either giving us feedback about the product, about the mission, or asking how they can get involved, which is amazing. We've got partners all over the world, individuals who have bought the bottle, want to buy the bottle, or want to sell the bottle locally, and it's just incredible.
To be perfectly honest, it was a nightmare sending out these bottles to all these locations around the world. I mean, we've had a few gone missing, so, you know, we've had to help them out and try and track them down or maybe even send out a replacement. But yeah, I mean, now sort of going ahead, really we're looking at both direct-to-consumer still very much, but also B2B partnerships, working with great companies and brands, and also different retail opportunities.
Well, we don't really see ourselves as really having any obvious competitors. We are an impact company that sells bottles, and we plan on bringing out many more products, and that's how we pitch ourselves. You're buying into our mission and not the bottle. You're buying into the community, and people really love that and respond to that. It's been incredible, and we've had so much fun doing it. And in hindsight, I think we look back on a lot of things with rose-tinted glasses. I think some things have been incredibly stressful, but it's all part of the journey, and it's been, like I said, incredible. We're getting so much better at it, that when you wake up 7:30 in the morning and you've got a message from China that production has stopped and there's nothing we can do about it. Before, we flew off the wall and we'd be doing everything we could to remedy it. But now I think we're sort of a lot more measured and a lot more structured about how we deal with it. So it's less problematic, but problems every day, multiple problems every day. They need a lot of attention.
I think what was so key for us was all the partners that we had, because especially trying to develop a hardware product, you know, if you don't have the right partners for that, you're basically doomed. So being able to depend on others to make your dream come true, basically, is absolutely for sure key.
And on top of that, the customers that email in, the positive feedback we get, yeah, makes it all worth it. And sort of paying all the money to Plastic Bank that all our customers allowed us to do to make all that impact was such a good day and it was such a big event for us.
Nick Doman and Will Pearson, co-founders of Ocean Bottle. My thanks to Nick and Will for coming in to share their story. This show was mixed and edited by Nora Hull. I'm Daniel Bache. Thank you so much for listening and goodbye.